Great to have all of you a part of Browns Overtime, everybody. Excruciatingly painful 23-21 loss to the Baltimore Ravens today. A couple of Justin Tucker fourth quarter field goals did it. Let's check in with Nathan Zagura as he stands by with one of the mainstays on the Browns D-line, Dez Bryant. Nathan?
Thanks so much, Michael. Desmond, tough loss, obviously, today. The defense had its moments, though, made some plays towards the end. Ultimately, though, where do you think you guys came up short?
Well, like you said, we made a lot of good plays, but we didn't make enough plays when it counted. In the fourth quarter, they were able to make a lot of plays, and we just didn't have the answer for it.
The run defense has always been a strong staple of the Cleveland Browns, and certainly Mike Pettine's defenses have been strong against the run. First three games, giving up over 150 yards per game on the ground. What do you think's going on with the run defense?
It's just on all three levels, man. You know, us defensive linemen's got to kind of hold the blocks and get off blocks better. The linebackers got to find out where we're going to be, get behind there, and then the DBs got to show up whenever it's their turn to make the play. You know, it's a group effort, and we're going to get that fixed.
Absolutely. As you go into the bye week now, Tennessee on the horizon in 2 weeks, what are you guys going to be focused on in terms of getting ready to come back and play football against the Titans in week five?
We're going to be looking to find the things that we haven't been doing well. We'll look at all three games, find the things we haven't been doing well, work on those, and take our strengths and get better at those. So that way, you know, we can have a complete game, you know, come out there. And it doesn't have to be so close, you know.
And you guys know you got to be able to believe in yourselves, and you did on that fourth down play where you got the stop a couple plays in a row. Really, it seemed like could have turned the momentum of the game back to the offense. What happened in those short yard situations?
Again, man, you know, they've got playmakers. They get paid over there, and, you know, they did a great job with that, and, you know, hats off to them. But, you know, we do too, and, you know, it's our job to stop them. So we're going to, again, look at the tape, find out what we are doing wrong, get it corrected, and do better next time.
Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy the bye week and getting back to work against the Titans. Michael, back to you.
Yeah, Nathan, we appreciate that. Desmond Bryant, stand-up guy, always accountable, no doubt about that. Yet Gerard, again, the Browns give up 160 yards on the ground. They did get the two plays in the fourth quarter that maybe could have allowed them to hang on. But the point is, is it over-pursuing? Is it not setting the edge? Is it bad angles? Why are the Browns getting gashed against the opponent's run game?
Also, multiple things, Michael. One is over-pursuing. One is also just trying too hard in the sense of you want to make a play on the backside, but you cannot do that all the time. But teams realize if you're trying too hard to make something happen on the opposite of the field, they're going to attack that. And that's what you see time again with this defense, that if you don't set the edge, if you don't maintain your containment responsibilities, they're going to exploit that. So, yes, you have guys trying to make plays. It's not like the defensive ends and the outside linebackers aren't trying to do what's right. It's just that they're so conscientious of making plays, Michael, that they're forgetting what they should do from an assignment standpoint. But here's the thing. They have a chance in a situation to look at this and say to themselves, we can be a better football team than this. And it should rest in their minds that they let one get away. And if they stew on that and if they take that in, they can make a difference by coming out and moving forward, playing complete football.
And you have to believe it'll be priority number one during the bye week in the Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill defensive meeting rooms with regard to, again, the run fits defensively. All right, when we get back, we will come back and wind this baby up and give you an idea what this bye week might entail for the Browns and also get you ready for the Tennessee Titans 2 weeks from today. Don't go away. That's as Browns Overtime returns.